Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting a few lines down in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Kol ha'dumim mishe'adumu. All the fruits that are red, when they turn red, that's when is the time for them to be chayav and maaser. Says the Gemara, Maishotani. Maish is the name of a moyor. He brought a braiso. Rimoin shenikur boy afilu prey do'achas. A pomegranate, they even one seed ripened, kulo chibur lemaiser, the entire pomegranate is chayav and maiser, even though not all of it became ripened. Eshkol shebishel boi, afilu gargi yechidi, when you have a cluster of grapes, that even one grape was completely ripened, kulo chibur lemaiser, the entire cluster is chayav and maiser. Umam chanino, pashtu hulan kol oisoi hagefen, kol oisoi harimoin, using here the Girsa of Reb Chaim, meaning not only that fruit, but the entire tree. If you have one seed of one pomegranate that is chayav and maaser, so not only that pomegranate is chayav and maaser, but the entire tree is going to be chayav and maaser. Chozu poshtoi, then the poshtoi in Beis HaMedrash, koloiso ruach, the entire side of that tree. Meaning the pomegranate growing in one tree, whatever all the trees are growing in that side is chayav and maaser. The entire vineyard is chayav and maaser. Once one seed became ripened, the entire vineyard is chayav and maaser. Hayakerem katan v'osol gadol. If it was a small vineyard and he made it bigger, I mean he purchased more and added to the vineyard. Or gadol v'osol katan, or it was a large vineyard and he sold that half. Echad v'osol shnayim, it was one vineyard and he divided into two, putting a fence in between. Shnayim v'asoh echo, there was two vineyards, and he took out the fence, made it one. So the Gemara is asking, in all these cases, the things changed. Do you say that the entire vineyard is chayav maaser or not? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Shmuel omad la shenika revei savio, koloisoh aguma asur. So now we're bringing a similar idea. Dlas is a type of a pumpkin, of a gourd, and it grows in a pit. And in that pit, there's many gourds. So you have one gourd that was bitten from. And the chashash is maybe a snake put his venom into it. So therefore, he can't eat that gourd. The shaila is, what about other gourds in the same pit? So back to the Gemara. You have one gourd that was bitten from in the pit where it grows. Koloisa guma asura, the entire pit should be asur. Ask the Gemara, michbedois tomorrow, Ken, is the same thing. By michbedois means the branches of the dates. Do you say that also if you have one date that was bitten from, do you say the entire branch will be asur? So they don't understand. We had a question that Yosi asked, and what we were talking about, what? The kure retev be'avim mayim. Retev is a type of dates, and the kure retev means that there was these dates that were bitten from. The entire tree is asur. So this is, what's the question? You're asking if that branch is going to be asur. The entire tree is asur, but if you see one, even if you see one date that was bitten from, you choshish for a steak for the entire tree. So answers the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Omar B'Yosi l'chen tzricha. I'll tell you where the question comes. B'shenikru kulam. You have then every single date was bitten from. Shalot toim aril vein derech hanochash la'asus kid. It's not normal for a steak to bite all the dates in the tree. So therefore, what do you assume it is? Ani oimer anan shel tziporim shochad aleihem v'nikru. Maybe it was a group of birds that came on the tree and were the ones that were biting from the fruits. Do I assume because it's all the fruits that's not a snake? So says the Gemara, b'yoyne b'shab shim l'chasido, he brings an ikurei retev be'avim osur. When you have these dates that are connected to the tree, they're osur. And the Pashas is referring to what we said before, that the entire tree is osur. But the tzibur people don't listen to it. They actually eat from the tree, and they don't become. There's no nezek because Shoyim Soyim Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu guards the rabbim not to get hurt. Continues the Gemara quoting from the Mishnah, different levels of fruits. What stages they're chayav and maaser? Harimoinim, the pomegranates, mishi yimosu. What is mishi yimosu? So Gemara explains of Zeir B'Shem Yosu mishi smaicha oichel tachas yodoi. Once you squeeze the food and juice comes out of it, that's called yimosu. Rav Yudo bar Paz v'shem Shu Belevi mishiachnisu mechzo. Once they grow halfway, why the word yimosu is growing halfway? So Rav Yoni Abayi dilma min rabbanim de agato shomalom. Maybe you learn from the rabbanim of agato when they're dashing agato. that it says in the pasuk, "Achenu him masu es levavenu." It says that by the miraglim, that they said that our brothers caused our hearts to be numbness. That's simple understanding. The way you used to say, even modern Hebrew, it means it melted. But the way they're above Magata Dashend, Palgun Levavenu, they split our heart. They broke our heart, so they use the word splitting into half. So the word numbness is a reference to something which is half. And this is the idea that if the fruit grew halfway, it's Chayav and Meiser. So we learned that the dates, when they reach that size of seor, when they inflate to be a seor. There is a crack in the date, and when that crack fills up, that means that the fruit, the date, grew to the level that's chayav and meiser. If any boys, if any asked, what's exactly the case? If you're really talking about that the crack grew up, filled in, so noivlessly, it's already fallen from the tree, that's fully ripened. That's not what we're talking about. Of course, that it's chayav and meiser. If you want to tell me, we talk about when the seed of the date is not attached to the fruit anymore, b'sheli, it's also completely ripened. B'sheli kotzarko, completely babasha. So what exactly, where are we talking about? What's the simon that we're looking for to tell in reference to a date? We're referring to that he's taking the fruits out of the tree before they're ripened, and then he lays them down on the ground. And once they reach this level, we mentioned the Mishnah, that means that that's the stage of the Chayav and Meiser. So now while they're growing on the tree, because then for sure they're ripened, we're talking about you're cutting them off the tree before they're fully bushel, and then you let them dry out when they get to the stage of the Mishnah is referring to, it's Chayav and Meiser. Says the Gemara, Parasekim Shiatilu Gidim, so the peaches, when they have Gidim, meaning when they have some veins growing in them. So when you have red veins, that's when the fruit is ripe. Ha'igoizim ve'ashkedim, the walnuts and the almonds, mishiasu megoira. When the outer shell separates from the fruit and they become like being stored in the outer shell. Ridoim ha'igoizim ve'ashkedim, mishiasu klipo. When they grow a shell, that's what we said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains the same thing we spoke about in the Mishnah. Omu beklipa tachtoini shismuch loicha. What Rabbi Yehuda is referring to, that you're growing a shell, referring to the inner shell. There's two shells on these nuts. There's an outer shell, that's ready right in the beginning. And then once the fruit becomes a little more ready to be eaten, so then the fruit itself grows another shell in it. And that's the shear of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Moyi chachomim Rabbi Yehuda, chachomim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, Be'altzerim, filberts, ube'apistakin, pistachios, uve'itz tarbulin, and pine nuts, and these all mishiasu klipa when they grow that inner shell. Hacharuvim mishayankidu, when the carobs have the dots, the black dots. Tanya of Chanina bar Papa, he brings in the bright so that the shear is a little different. Charuvim shilshulum huchanoton. Shilshulum means once the carobs form clusters together, that's the chanoto, that's when they're ready to be chayav and meiser. The chol ha'shchoim, all the black ones, can go in inve hadas ve'inve sneh, these grapes that grow on the hadasim and the tree called the sneh. Mishei ankidu, tani avchanino, apapa, mishei asu nikudos, nikudos shchoris, once they have black dots. Aprishin, which fruit is that? Isparglin, which means quince, that's a type of fruit. Falamini koshu aprishin, why they call aprishin? There's no tree that you can't eat it without cooking it. Every other fruit, you can eat it when it's raw. But this fruit, you have to cook it in order to be able to eat it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestro's Daf Dalet.